beware. Contains very offensive language right from the start and throughout, and adult themes.
Previously on Dubious Intent.
Today we're going to be going to a winery in the Virginia countryside, and we're going to take you with us. We're going to be meeting a bunch of friends there. It should be fun.
Okay, it's time to go home. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that video. If you did, give it a thumbs up. And until next time, bye.
Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe. It's time for Dubious Intent to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are. We're glad you've joined us today. Dubious Intent is brought to you by Pussy Zits. If you want to see some Pussy Zits, you should ask Adam to show you his YouTube history. It'll be fascinating, and I really don't want to see it. But check them out anyway at pussyzits.com. And don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DubiousIntent. Or we're not giving you a discount. Just don't go there. Welcome to Dubious Intent. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined from the Pussy Zit free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Well, hello, Daniel. Sorry. Well, the pussy zits are on the computer screen. I don't know. Well, look, I've talked about YouTube holes before. Oh, and I'm fine. Thank you for asking. That was the whole thing you were supposed to say, but you know, you forgot.
Oh, I see. No, I was waiting. I was letting it savor. Don't give it away, Adam. They don't know that that's an ongoing joke.
Oh, okay.
They assume every single time that you're supposed to read off the script, how are you doing? And then I, being a smartass, say, I'm doing well. Thank you for asking, even though you didn't ask. Pointing out, much like the guy that's playing Huey on Broadway right now, I can't think of his name, Forrest Whitaker. Much like Forrest Whitaker, I am basically being the water fountain on the stage.
Right, exactly. Well, anyway, so I...
That was a Broadway joke that one person will get.
Not me. I have mentioned before that I fall into YouTube holes, and when I'm preparing for the birthday segments, the easiest place to find any audio nowadays is YouTube.
Yes.
You know, so I always, all my theme songs and everything I search on YouTube, I have no idea how this happened, but somehow I wound up on a video of the most humongous zit, and it was on somebody's leg. It wasn't even like on their face.
Well, did you have to tell this? Couldn't we just let this been a mystery as to why pussy zits was the
it could have been, but
you know what, here's the thing, Adam, I don't know if you know this or not, but we normally at 9:22 on an evening, on Sunday evening, which by the way happens to be exactly what time it is right now, we normally stream live on Pride 48 in front of an amazing chat room that we like to have little jokes back and forth with, and they're kind of the in crowd. They're like our homies, right? They're kind of like, they're the people sitting, you know, over on our couch, like screaming, you know, asking if we got Cheetos and Mountain Dew. They're our friends, they're our buddies. And so when we make these little inside jokes, it's a little gift for our buddies.
Oh, I see.
You don't ruin it by letting the rest of the filth in on the joke. I mean, we love you people, but you know, the chat room people are clearly our favorite, is what I'm trying to say.
Anyway, so
chat room people are in our will. They're in our will.
It is that time of the evening. We are streaming live on Pride 48, in fact.
We absolutely are, Adam. Would you like to
have in the chat room this evening?
Would you like to know who's joining us this evening in the chat room? Well, you know what, Adam? We have Cyclone. We have Gary Mick. We have Gus Chad. We have Lamont Cranston. We have Mr. Mike 1972. We have RT Cruiser, who I think pulled an emergency brake on the 7 train the other day. It was really weird. I don't know what that was all about. We have Sater 69. We have that blue jeans guy. We have Titty McFuttbutt, who's she's our favorite, Titty McFuttbutt.
How do you know it's a she?
Well, you know, Titty McFuttbutt. I guess she could be a really...
Men have titties.
She could be a really fat man, is what I'm trying to say.
You know, there's a... You know, one of the highest growing plastic surgeon trends last year was male breast reduction.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I should check into that. We also have Toppy Smelly, Tom and Terry in Florida, because you know they were on that 80s cruise. Did you see them on the 80s cruise?
No, I did not.
By the way, remind me to tell you, I'm going to finish the chat room here. Just remind me to tell you about the opening clip from tonight's show, right?
Okay.
And so let me finish here. So we have Tom and Terry in Florida. We have Whit. Not Whit, Adam. Whit.
Whit lives somewhere near me.
That's right. Whit. And we also have Mags, who's down there and who's idle right now, but it's Mags nonetheless. Adam, I want to tell you about this this opening video. Because, you know, Tom and Terry on their 80s cruise, you know, they, I figured, would have very much that same kind of feel to their, you know, the 80s kind of like... That's some rockin' video music there, isn't it? What you're listening to, Adam.
Yeah.
What you're listening to is Paul Armstrong's new video that he just put up today called Drink Naked. Absolutely. He just posted it like 2 hours ago. Go check this out on his channel. It's absolutely amazing. For those of you who have followed Paul throughout the years and, you know, he's very like off the cuff, just kind of like, you know, very, you know, vlog kind of thing where it's all, you know, not a whole lot of editing or whatever. He stepped up to the production mat here. Let me tell you, this video, I was dancing with it. He's got like cuts in there and he like, it's a tour to the winery and it's all shot like really kind of cool and whatnot. So I posted a comment on the video itself. It said, whoa, you know, those production values, I really like them. And now I kind of hope that he doesn't think I was just being a smartass. I truly, Paul, if you're listening, I'm very impressed with that video. I love that. And I love that song too. I was on the beginning of the show. Did you hear me, Adam? I was
I did. Yeah. He stepped up the production because you've been giving him a hard time for months.
I have not been giving him a hard time.
Yes. Oh, please.
I have not been giving him a hard time.
I don't know if he listens to the show, but if he does, if he indeed does, you have just razzed him. I think every episode that he's put out in the past 6 months, you've mentioned at least in passing on the show.
I'm going to say this. I'm going to go out on a limb. For those of you who like to say, and I'm not going to mention who your names are, Adam Burns, but for those of you who like to say that I only like to watch twink videos and whatnot, there is this couple, Mark and Ethan, and they do this same kind of production on their stuff where they like edit things together with music and then kind of intersperse it with little vloggy bits of goodness. Mark E. Miller, which I know Paul is subscribed to. I mean, this to me is similar to a Mark Miller video because I love Mark Miller's video. He just has such an amazing eye and it's just really good the way he fits the music with the thing. I can't say, you know, never mind. I can't say enough good things about Paul Armstrong's video. Check it out on YouTube, Paul Armstrong, or go to my YouTube channel and find it on my subscribed list because I make that public. And you can also find Mark E. Miller there too. Not that he needs any because he has, you know, millions, but yeah, anyway. Hi, Adam. How are you? This has just been crazy. We've just been freeform in here.
I knew you were gonna like yell at me because I literally joined like 3 minutes before we're supposed to start. But
wow, phone came fast. I don't know. It's kind of like it's almost like it's mad at you for showing up like really late. Let's see what the thing is.
Yeah, hi guys, including Daniel, actor George Kennedy dead at 91. Been in everything. My most memorable role for him would have been in the airport movies. Okay, bye.
By the way, that would be the airport, not the airplane movies. But yes, George Kennedy, a character actor that I know from a lot of different things, although I couldn't, you know, say he's one of those, you know, you've seen him in a bunch of stuff, but if you had like a gun held to your hand, you could maybe name two of them. And then when people start naming other ones, you go, oh, yeah, that's right. He was in that, too. Anyway, you know, congratulations, RT Cruiser. Yes.
I should have Googled him because I'm sure I know who that is, but I don't know who that is. So if I saw a photo, I'm sure I would know.
Oh, yeah, he was just a generic white tough guy. You know what I'm saying? Like a generic 70s white tough guy. So you would see him like put a police outfit on him and he would be the tough Chicago cop. And it's like, put a suit on him and he's the tough cranky administrator. And you put the other, he's the guy that's the air traffic controller chief.
You know, there are those actors. It's usually actors, and they get a little bit older.
Yeah.
And they have kind of a stern face about them. So you'll always see them as judges on lots of different shows. And I want to say, who was one that was, I don't know, but probably actually the guy
you mean
who
like
died
judge, like Judge Judy?
No, not like Judge Judy. She makes so much money though. But anyway, so congratulations, R.T. Cruiser. So yeah, so I was here like 3 minutes before.
Right.
I told him, I said, Daniel's going to be so mad at me, but I wasn't ready.
I wasn't mad.
I was scrambling around here while watching, you know,
I wasn't
YouTube videos.
I wasn't mad at all. And here's the thing. I know, Adam, that you must have fallen into a YouTube hole or done something, you know, where you, because I have been talking to you now for 2 days and you haven't responded at all.
What?
I have literally been talking into the breeze. I've been talking into the Adam breeze. And I know that you, because I just found out the most amazing piece of information about our Florida trip. I posted it to you in the GroupMe group. You didn't react to it at all.
Oh, but
didn't give a yay.
I haven't been paying attention to the, yeah, I did respond to it.
So no, you didn't. I'm going to tell it to you.
Are you talking about what? Alden?
Yes.
I did respond
you
to
did
that.
Respond
you need to look
that.
Back.
Here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go have lunch with Alden while we're in Florida.
Is it naked lunch?
I don't know. It depends on whether we're going to be watching a Paul Armstrong video or not. And I'm just saying we're going to go have. So it's going to be you and Alden have never actually met. So this will be a wonderful little lunch between you and Alden. And also the late breaking news that just came in this evening: Taffy and Taylor and Babalu will be having dinner with us when we're in Florida. After we come back from Charleston, but Taylor and Babalu will be joining us at Universal Studios Saturday that we're there. So Taylor and Babalu will be joining us at Universal Studios on Saturday while we're there. And then, of course, we'll have lunch with Alden on Wednesday. And I'll probably have dinner with the Pod's My Co-Pilot people either Tuesday night or Wednesday night, depending on which night my family does stuff. So
I have to tell you, you said also, Adam and I now have a lunch date with Alden while we are in Florida. That was
at
Friday at 1:42.
It was Friday at 1:42.
And I responded and said, "What? I love Alden." Smiley face.
But that was probably after like 17 other people had posted other things that were wild. You know, it's a conversation.
I don't know if you can see. Well, you won't be able to see this because it's blown out. But it's right after your message.
Wow.
Right after your message. You don't pay attention. Evidently, a message comes across for me and it just.
That's not true, Adam. I was looking for your, because I knew you would be excited. I feel like mittens now. I feel like mittens that I get. Now I want to take it back. I'm going to call Alden and I'm going to cancel the fucking lunch right now is what I'm going to do.
I would be very disappointed.
You're not excited. I thought for sure you would be really excited about it, or at least pretend to be. And then, you know, I would feel good.
I'd feel good that I had
arranged this thing that would make my friend so happy.
He's not bringing his man with him, is he?
No, he works. We're going to go near his work to eat.
Because
so he's going to be taking a lunch break to go and have lunch with us.
Because if I want to flirt or anything, I don't want his man like sitting right there, you know?
But you're not going to flirt it up because you're not excited. I was so...
I am excited.
Adam, this is a man. This is a man who on the original Dubious Intent wrote a theme song for you. A theme song just for you, Adam.
It's Adam, we got your message. The one... I don't remember the words. But yeah, I know.
We got your message.
Yeah, that
the one you left, and we hope that you left it with your sweet intent. In a minute or less, when you called to confess, make all your stresses go bye-bye. Yeah, we got your message. Because we don't answer the phone.
See, this is Alden. Alden who made that theme song for you, Adam. I figured this is going to be legendary. I'm going to get Adam and Alden together. They're going
to
meet each other. The fireworks will happen. It'll be amazing. They'll merge and form some kind of super being that will like take over the world. It'll be great.
Some super co-host.
You'll form a super being that battles ultimately against Joey Buhecker for domination over the podcasting universe is what it is, Adam. I'm very excited about this.
Well,
I'm very stoked.
I did respond to your message and I am excited. So if you didn't see it or if it didn't come across to you, I can't control your internet.
All right, great.
However,
yes.
It is a bit of a sticky situation though. I love Alden. I've always had a podcasting crush.
Yeah. A little man crush
However,
on Alden, yes.
He is my nemesis, you know, because he's the former co-host. So it's kind of bittersweet, you know, I'm meeting him, but I'll saddle up to the side of the bar. I'll be like, "Hello, Alden."
See, You'll kind of be like, what's his name is? Al Roker was when he used to have to hand that microphone back over to Willard Scott for like a special thing. He's like, hey, here you go. Don't go too far with that.
Yeah.
I can't talk to
him. No, I'm excited. Anyway, Alden, if you listen or if you are listening, I'm super excited.
Awesome, Alden.
So
anyway, it's going to be great. This Florida trip is going to be amazing. We're going to have so much fun. It will. So there you go. Those are just some of the those are brand new, hot off the press items, Adam, about your vacation. Aren't you excited?
I'm excited.
Yeah, hi guys. RT Cruiser for the Review Deaf Phone. Actor / real life police officer Gil Hill played Eddie Murphy's boss in the Beverly Hills Cop movies. Dead at 84. Okay, bye.
There you go. Oh, I heard cop, and I just shot. What? Yes or no? I don't know who Gil Hill is, honestly. I don't know
either. Yeah. Was he like a real cop and they just pulled him in for that one movie?
I don't know.
I don't know.
It just seems to me, if he was famous, he wouldn't have that confusing of a name. It's like Gil Hill. Gil Hill? Is there a party of two, Gil Hill?
He already got one this episode, so right, I think we're good.
All right, great.
I think we're good.
He already hates
so
us.
So speaking of police officers.
You know what? Have he called in and just said Adam? He probably would have given it to him.
Speaking of police officers, I'm forgetful.
When were we speaking of police officers?
The Gil Hill was an actual police officer who was in the police movies. Hello,
you and RT Cruiser were talking police. I had no conversation about police. I'm like, wait, you mean when I was doing my George Kennedy analog back there? Like George Kennedy was a tough Irish cop or Chicago cop?
All right, stay with me, Daniel. Stay with me.
Wow, I'm lost.
Can you follow my finger?
Didn't lock your screen down, so it keeps bouncing back between me and you.
So speaking of police officers who are not famous.
Right.
I am a very forgetful individual, and I'm a grandma driver, but I have this habit of getting tickets. Mm-hmm. But the reason that I get tickets is not because I'm speeding, generally. Mm-hmm. It's generally because
you're following the law too well.
Generally, it's because...
They're really just more commendations. They pull me over. They're just like, you're driving so well, sir.
You're such a good driver.
We just wanted to give you this certificate. Here's a gold star, sir.
Exactly.
This may show up on your insurance as a speeding ticket, but that's just really because we have no place in the system to put commendation. But rest assured, it is a gold star. Congratulations. Carry on about your day.
No. So it's because I'm forgetful. So in most states, you have to register your car every year.
Yes.
And it's a racket because it's just so you have to pay some money to the state.
Right.
Basically. We don't even have like a mandatory inspection every year. We just have to pay a property tax and then get a little sticker that we've updated it. And some states you have to get an inspection to show that your vehicle is still roadworthy.
Yes.
That was the whole thing. Right. But in my state and in Texas as well, you do not have to get an inspection anymore. I think. I'm not sure. Texas, I think. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So I'm very forgetful, and I've gotten many tickets in my life for forgetting to do my registration. And I got a letter, I don't know, 4 months ago from the county collector person, the assessor.
Yes.
You haven't paid your property taxes, Mr. Burns, whatever.
Right.
And I put it in a drawer and completely forgot about it. And it wasn't that much money. It was like 50 bucks or something.
$50.
So
walking around money from one of your mice. It's like 50
exactly.
bucks. That's
it
right.
was. It was. It wasn't much at all. So I got pulled over.
Yeah.
It was probably about a month ago. And it was on my way to work.
Because you let it go.
No, that didn't happen. Oh. And they pulled me over and, I got a ticket. So that's not really the story. So I had to go through this whole rigmarole.
Well, thank you for sharing.
No. It is the story, but that's
blah, blah, blah. But that's not actually the story. The house you want is actually past that house. Now you need to pay attention to that one, the one in the green, because that's that big greenhouse. But that's not the one you want.
Hi, this is for the Deaf Phone.
Yes.
This is CT Yaley.
Hi, Bill.
And I'm reporting that Craig Wyndham has died. And you probably don't know that name.
I don't.
Unless you listen to NPR News. And he is the guy that always would start off the newscast. I'm hopefully going to play this so you can hear it. This is him, how he starts it. For NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Wyndham. Three Iranian... You're going to start off very clean and crisp, and like if you recognize that voice, you're like, oh my gosh, that's the guy who always talks to me on Saturday mornings at NPR.
There you go.
So he died at 66 of a pulmonary embolism on Sunday, very suddenly. So NPR reporter Craig Wyndham, dead at 66.
Wow, there you go, Adam. Look at that, Adam. You can tell that he is a research scientist because he like brings his own evidence with him.
and Daniel.
Now, before you buzz, let me play a sample from his work.
Page 2.
Oh, that's Paul Harvey. No, I would recognize Paul Harvey and Paul Harvey's
been recognized. I know.
No, congratulations, CTELE. You are entered into the drawing there. I'm so sorry.
So the point of the thing is, yeah, congrats, Bill. So the point of the thing is, I got a ticket. Well, I had to go through several. I thought, for some reason, I got it in my head that if I got it taken care of, sometimes if you get those things taken care of, you won't have to pay a ticket. You just prove to them that you
forgot.
You know, whatever. So I went through the process because I had to pay the property taxes and then I had to do the registration. Anyway, so I got all that done and I thought, okay, it was on my to-do list. I'm doing that. I'm not really, but I started the book Getting Things Done.
Mm-hmm. But you haven't finished.
I haven't finished it. I have not.
I started reading that book to get things done, but it hasn't really helped me. I'm not really sure why. Yeah. It's like I read half of it. I don't understand why it didn't help me at all. So I still seem to just leave things half done.
Yeah. So I started it. I'm 3 or 4 chapters in, and I know that one of them was, you know, put your things in some kind of list.
Right.
So I've been keeping like a little list.
Yeah, now, was that actually the advice, or was that you just figured that was going to be the advice?
No, there was some. Preliminary talk sounded like there was going to be a list of some sort.
And you wanted to have one before he suggested one because you would never have gotten the one that he suggested.
Exactly. So I had it in my list. So I'm going to do it. So I called the court.
Yes.
I'm like, okay, I'm not sure. So first of all,
Hi, court.
They told me, no, you do have to pay the ticket. I'm like, okay, great. It's $140. So it's
It's jacked up. It's triple the original price.
Expensive ticket.
So I'm like, okay. Expensive drawer there, buddy.
So I'm like, how do I pay it? And they're like, well, we've got this online website. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, great. So I log into this website and I enter. Here's the first problem with this website. You have to enter what the court is that you're paying for, because this is some third party bullshit, you know, pay your debt, whatever website. And it looks like it was designed
by
some...
Do you owe the United Court System money? Send it to me, Danny Trentello. The payment to the stars.
I'm not kidding you. It looks like it was designed by some 13-year-old in a junior high class. But anyway, it's got the mailbox,
yeah,
you know, that opens and closes, right, the animated GIF,
the
under construction, you know, scooping the dirt or whatever. Anyway, it's one of those looking websites. Right. I'm like, man, this looks really shady. And then you enter in a couple of pieces of information.
This website needs to install an ActiveX control.
Right, exactly.
This website for the government payment requires Silverlight.
Okay, your jokes are getting a little too technological for some of our listeners. It's funny to me. But
right, yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's the biggest backhanded. Yeah, bless your heart. Go ahead.
So I would think once you enter in the little number on your ticket that you would get it, they would have your information, right?
No.
Then I go to this form.
Yes.
And I mean, this is the biggest, hugest form I've seen in my life.
Yes.
You know, I have to fill in everything under the sun, you know, mother's maiden name, you know, what's the last thing you ate? I don't know. I had to fill in all this stuff. So I get all the way through the process.
Yes.
And I click confirm or whatever for the amount and to pay. And I get an error message.
Yes.
Unable to verify amount or something.
Oh.
So then it says, try again or call us.
Right.
You know, so I call them and Daniel, I kid you not.
Yes.
This guy that I got in customer service sounded like a 13-year-old guy at home in his mom's basement.
Yeah.
And he was not in an office. He was in a house. There were like cats meowing and like children playing in the background. And like, this was the most unprofessional sounding thing. And he goes, oh, yeah. So I see here, it looks like...
Adam, I swear to God, this sounds like a phishing scam. Like they get you to put in all of your personal information. They flash you up an error that this didn't process and then have you call them so they can get a voice print on you. It's like, Adam, I swear to God, you're probably wanted for like murder in another state. So then people have framed you now with everything they know. It was Adam Burns. Hey, we have a sample of his DNA right here. He provided it to the... It's a 4 and 5.
So anyway, sounded horrible. So then he gave me some bullshit answer that like, oh, well, we have a processing fee and your bank, it looks like they approve the charge, but they decline the processing fee. Sometimes that happens. He's like, so you're going to probably need to call your bank. It's probably their fraud alert or something. You're going to have to tell them to turn off the fraud alert or whatever. All of this sounding so suspicious. Oh, yeah. But could you just, I'm going to do a suspicious transaction here, Bank of America. I just want you to turn off that. So I call Bank of America and he's like, this sounds really fishy, you know, but he's like, I don't know what's going on. He's like, we won't charge you twice. You know, whatever you need to do here, we put a little note on the account, you know, right. Whatever. So, yeah. So then I call back because the guy said, if you need any help, just call me back. The guy at the payment site.
Right.
So I talked to Bank of America. Then I called him back. Call him back. And then he's like, sure, I can take your payment right now. I'll just process it again. Now, me, I'm thinking he's going to click some button and process my payment again.
Yeah, because that's what you do.
And he starts asking me for all of my information over the phone. And I got scared. I know this is a website that the state government gave me to go to, but this is some guy in his mom's basement.
Right. Why didn't you record this?
So I don't have, I'm just on a landline phone. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So I got scared right in the middle of the call and I'm just like, I'm sorry, I'm just not going to finish this over the phone with you. I'm just going to go to the courthouse. I'm just going to go to the district court. And I'm going to pay them. He's like, are you sure I can help you? I'm like, no, really. I don't feel comfortable. I'm just going to, so I hang up. So then, and I know, look, ladies and gentlemen, I realize this is starting to sound like the Notary Public story and I apologize. But this whole experience just screamed, I had to say it, tell it on the show.
And so the thing is, and what he's about to say is, and this whole thing, this isn't the point. What really happened was is that I went to dinner with Mittens and, oh my God, hold on one moment. Let's get this. Yes.
Hey, Dubious Intent. This is Scott, the senator calling that according to CNN, Robert Redford has died. Huh? I wonder if I need RT Greenberg. Yep, I'm serious. I'm doing the fucking Whitney Six show.
Yeah, no.
He's not dead.
He's not dead, yeah.
That I know of. And I did research it. I did research it. I Googled it.
Maybe he'll figure it out on his own. Maybe this is, you know.
So. I'm sorry, this is Scott again. Redbird died, not Robert Redford. Goddamn Twitter. Bye-bye.
Why do people get deaths off of Twitter anyway? I mean, come on. There are so many Twitter hoaxes. You know, and you at least need to verify it.
Who the fuck is Robert Redbird?
Iconoclastic Native American artist, Robert Redbird.
Yeah. Oh, was he the pollution guy? The guy that cried for the pollution commercial?
That cried. I don't know. It says, here's the story. Robert Redbird, the iconic Native American artist, died early Saturday morning after an extended illness, his family confirmed. He was 76.
Right.
An Oklahoman who was part of the Kiowa tribe.
Yeah.
Redbird's drawings and paintings showed the beauty and breadth of Native American culture.
He was a painter.
From the vast bleakness of the Comanche in the snow to cultural symbols such as the eagle and pottery.
As this is an audio show, I feel like, you know, painters. No, all right. All right, are we going to give this to him or not? I don't care.
Sure, why not?
He already thinks we hate him, so we might as well
give
him.
I don't know. We're throwing you a bone, Scott, so you like us again.
There you go, Scott. So, you are entered into the...
Now.
Yes.
I'm going to finish up the story now.
Oh, are you going to... Is there finally a... You know what? I don't even think we're ever going to get to the things on that I put on the list now.
Yes, we are.
No.
This has not been a long story. We just started
50 minutes ago.
So it did not. We did not start recording until like 9:25. Anyway.
I'll tell you what would make this story go better is if you had some like production like Paul Armstrong. It's like, go ahead. Just do this. Go ahead. Tell your story.
So then I went up to the courthouse and I go up to the window. There's no one there. There's no line. It's great. I've got,
welcome,
you know,
everything.
So I get up to the window.
Yes.
And I say, okay, I'm gonna pay my ticket, blah, 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 blah. What's your name? Yada, yada. And then I go, and that guy at that payment site that you gave me, that is the most fraudulent sounding, you know, whatever. And she's like, oh, I'm so sorry about that. Well, anyway, so I start to pay her. And she goes, oh, I'm sorry, sir. We only accept cash. It's cash only. And then she has the nerve to say, that's why we have the website. So if you need to pay with your card. So then, look, I've been trying to pay this for like 3 hours now, right? I mean, this has become a mission. I'm going to pay this ticket.
Can you just PayPal it to them or something?
So then I have to go to the gas station.
Yes. Oh, to get money.
Across the road to an ATM and get my money. Come back. I come back, Daniel.
Yes.
And I go up to the window. And there's a sign on the window that says, be back in 15 minutes.
You know what I'm going to do? You know what I'm going to do? He's just going to go over there to that damn ATM. I know what, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to lunch right now. I'm going to lunch right now.
And so I have to stand there.
No,
there's
you put the sign on the wall. Put the sign on the window. I'm going to lunch. I ain't staying here.
I had to stand there for that 15 minutes. There's no seats. There's no lobby, no waiting area.
Did you stand akimbo?
I leaned against the wall. Is that akimbo?
No, I leaned against the wall. Yes, she leaned against the wall.
She came up. She came back 15 minutes later. Smelled like the inside of a Marlboro factory. It was a smoke break.
Oh, there you go.
But anyway, I paid it and that's it. But that was three. I'm not even kidding you. 3 hours.
It took almost as long as that story. Like,
and I have no idea if I'm going to have some, you know, some Disney videos show up at my door in 2 weeks, you know, from that fraudulent.
It is. It's like new from Dubious Intent. Real-time stories with Adam Burns. Stories that take exactly as long as the events that he's talking about. You know, I have no idea.
Well, I don't want you to feel bad when you tell long.
Oh, I don't. See, you're mistaken. I don't feel bad. All right, here you go, Adam. I want to tell you about this because I didn't tell you about it last week. I had that date. Remember the dog date, right? The guy that had to leave
because of my dog. Yeah,
and that's I had that date, but I had another date this past weekend. Not this weekend that we're recording, but a previous weekend.
Previously on Daniel's Dating Life.
Now, here's the thing. I go on a lot of dates, right? And a lot of them,
We know you do, Daniel.
A lot of them go well. A lot of them go so-so. They're kind of like big fatty calls. They're like calls to big fatty. Some of them are so-so. Some of them are excellent. Some of them really suck. Bacon and Vader.
We don't know why your dates always happen in the ballroom of the Hilton with all the lights off. We have no idea why they all
Here's
occur
the
there, but we know you go
Here's
on dates.
Here's the thing. I don't embarrass anyone because these are people that are putting themselves out there and I'm here on a public forum and that maybe they might feel like I'm singling them out.
I don't know if you're aware of this, but I am an international celebrity.
International internet.
But don't worry. I won't mention your name. Right. On the show. Don't worry. You can tell me whatever you want. This date can go however it needs to go.
Just talk into this flower and please don't remove the scarf from it.
Everything is confidential.
Right. I don't want to talk bad about anyone. So this is not anything wrong with this. Adam, this is what happened. It was a comedy of errors and it was really my own fault. So I want to preface this story by saying that it was absolutely not his fault at all. Now, here's the thing, Adam, is I date gays, but I date guys of all different ages. And what I'm finding interesting.
It usually works better if they're gay.
Right. What I find interesting is that the older that I date, the more like a magician I am, because like they don't understand technology. So they just get like really like freaked out about like really simple things. You know what I'm saying? So like I had a date this past week and a really nice date. The date went excellently. It was wonderful and everything. But I made the passing comment of while we were eating dinner, we were here at the apartment, we were watching TV. And I was like, what do you want to watch? He's like, what do you have? And I said, no, I have the entirety of TV, past, present and future. I have the internet.
All of it.
Right. And he's like going, oh yeah. Like, what do you have? Room 222, which is apparently after Googling it is an old TV show back in the 60s. That was a very racially diverse TV show, whatever. And of course,
Daniel,
here's the thing, Adam, let me finish. Here's the thing. Within 3 minutes, even less than 3 minutes, because I have a Chromecast hooked up, I was playing the pilot episode of Room 222 right from YouTube on the TV. And I was like, oh, there you go. See, I was not lying. But here's the thing. He thinks he doesn't even know about YouTube. Like that you could just type things in and find, you know what I'm saying? It's like, so the older that they are, the more, they get confused by, and so this particular bad date story that I'm going to tell, Adam, is with an older person. So I just want you to keep that in mind. I was a freaking magician here. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, I want to say, why on earth are you watching TV on a date?
So I subscribe to the Dan Savage theory, the, you know, fuck first, eat later. So it's like we had already had a wonderful time together, and I cooked dinner for him. So it's like we were eating here at the house.
Usually a date involves like going somewhere.
No, but this particular gentleman is our fourth date, and we were comfortable with dinner. He wanted me to cook him dinner, so I cooked him dinner. We ate in. It was great. Anyway, Adam, so I met this older gentleman at one of my gatherings, one of my monthly gatherings.
Now, when you say older, like 25?
Ha ha. Hardy har har. No, I believe he was 52. I don't know. He's not dead. So hold on.
Well, now we don't call the celebrity death phone.
She used to be married to an actor, yes. Ronald Reagan. Kathy Bacon. Dead.
Kathy Bacon, dead. That, I believe, ladies and gentlemen, in case you were looking for a better example of a dangling modifier, that would have been it right there. Kathy Bacon, dead. No, that was for Nancy Reagan, because I talked over the beginning of her thing there. But yeah, she called in for Nancy Reagan. So congratulations, Kathy Bacon. You were interested. So Adam, he wasn't 52. He is, I believe, 52. I'm going to say he is
52. 52. Okay, RT, get away from the telephone. He still is 52 as far as we know.
He hasn't died yet, RT, so don't call in yet. So anyway, so
Did she just say Nancy Reagan died?
Yes.
Is she the one with that say no?
Yes, she was the
campaign or whatever.
She did. She was the she was the creator of the Just Say No campaign, right? That was the war on drugs. Nancy Reagan came up with the slogan, championed for the slogan, you know, Just Say No, and started this whole zero tolerance bullshit where we, you know, lock people up.
You must feel really bad that she died.
I stopped saying no to Nancy, and then she died. So it was kind of one of those things. I think she died because I started using pot.
Maybe.
I stopped saying no.
She might have.
So here's the, I met this gentleman at the.
She was appalled. She listened to this podcast.
This is a horrible date. I guarantee you will enjoy suffering.
Well, enjoy suffering. First of all, I will stop interrupting you, but I want to say any date. When you have a date with someone who's older than you, it's probably going to be horrible because you like them younger, you know?
Actually, the four-time date last night, the one that I had a wonderful time with and cooked dinner for, he's a year younger than me. He's 48. Well, 47.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Chicken.
Because you know, in 22 days, Adam, I will be 49. I don't want to say anything, you know, I'm not trying to make a big deal out of my birthday on March 28th, but it is coming up in 22
When
days.
You turn 50, we need to have a special episode.
We do.
Like on your birthday.
We absolutely
or
do. Yes. We need to have a special one.
When I turn 40. Oh. Anyway, go right ahead with your.
That's right. We were talking about this date. So I met this guy at the party and we exchanged numbers and he said, in a text, you know, he texted me like the next day and everything. Oh, it's nice meeting you. Maybe we can get together sometime for drinks and dinner. And I was like, yeah. He lives in North Connecticut, so probably about an hour north of me, right? Because of the way you have to get there. So about an hour north and east of me. You got it?
Yes.
Following me? All right. So he was just like, oh, let's have dinner, like, let's say next Friday. Now, this was like a Wednesday. So he was talking about, you know, 10 days in the future. And I was like, sure, I, you know, that's fine. And, he said, we'll talk as it gets closer to the actual date. But we had basically tentatively put down, you know, that we were going to do dinner. So it turns out the next week, Wednesday, someone else asked me to do something on Friday. And I turned, you know, I hadn't heard back from this other guy. So I assumed, like people do, that you just, you know, he politely brushed me off, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just like, yeah, I told this guy I'd get back to him, but you know, I won't. You know, that kind of thing that happens on the internet, right?
Yes.
So I didn't think anything about it. I was just like, so I agreed to do the other thing. And then, of course, Thursday morning, he texts and he's like, oh, are we still on for tomorrow? So I had to cancel basically on this guy for the get together. Are you with me?
I'm with you.
You seem very distracted, Adam.
I'm a little distracted because I'm trying to prepare for the next segment. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Right. No,
sorry.
I'm just saying. No, it's all right, Adam. I don't want you to miss any of this riveting, bad date.
Your story is really interesting, Daniel. And I am listening to it.
So here's the thing. So plans were made for the following Friday. So now I'm going up to his place in the evening for dinners and drinks. As he says in his text message, why don't you come to my place? We'll have some drinks and then we'll go grab some food. Right. That sounds now, Adam, well, in any category, in any, no matter how jaded you are about, you know, whatever about my sex life.
Come to my place and have some drinks is let's have sex. And
okay.
Have
but it's
food,
still contained. You know? So in let's, any, by any definition, no matter how liberal, how prudish, that, sir, is a dinner date. Yes or no? That is a dinner date. We are going to go.
Unless dinner doesn't happen. But yeah, it is.
Right. So he knows I'm driving an hour to get to him, right? And so I basically said, okay, cool. I have to feed the cats at this time, so I'll be there 7:30. Right. So Adam, another thing that you may or may not know about me is that, you know, occasionally I eat brownies that have magical properties.
Because you stopped saying no. Yeah,
but the,
exactly.
The thing is that those, because edibles differ differently from other things in your life, I know just from experience here that if I eat one of those, it will be 3 hours before the full effect of that brownie.
From research, happens. From extensive research.
This is absolutely true, right? It's like it has to do with your metabolism, whatever. And so I knew, Adam, that I, 3 hours, this was going to be this. So I knew, of course, following the whole Dan Savage logic, and of course you knowing that, you know, when you say, hey, come to my house for drinks, that's just code for sex, which is fine. We had already like fooled around at the other party, so it was on the table, that was expected. So I drive, no, excuse me, I time it out, Adam. I'm like, you know what? It would be best for that 3 hours to happen at about 8:15. So if I eat my brownie at 5:15, then I will have time to drive there without it affecting me. And then as it peaks, we'll be right in the zone. And that'll be...
In coitus.
In coitus. In coitus, well, yes. And then yeah, so right in the zone. So I'm telling you, a little bit of algebra.
Are you sure
there.
This was a brownie or was it your Cialis? Mm. I mean, which one are you talking about?
No, this is my brownie here. You know. So I'm doing algebra here, Adam. Basic algebra to figure out. I'm solving for X is basically what I'm doing.
You're finding the hypotenuse.
I am. Oh, dear God. Jesus Christ. It was my thumb that hit the button. I shot off of an accident there. Anyway, so Adam, I'm ready. I've got this timed out. And so I text him that I'm leaving. You know, all right, I'm leaving now. Should be there in about an hour. Yes. Okay, he says. Okay. So I get into the vehicle and I start driving. And what you don't maybe know about Connecticut, because you assume, you know, it's near New York City and so it's very populated. And of course, like downtown New Haven is populated in Bridgeport. We have some cities here. But there are lots of areas of Connecticut. They're just wilderness. There's no street sign, you know, street lights or whatever. It's just dark mountain roads and whatnot. And I was going up to an area where he lived that was, you know, not very well lit. It was, you know, mountainous and curvy and whatnot. And probably about 20 minutes before I got there, I started feeling the effects of my brownie. And so I'm freaking, you know, like I'm really tense driving down these roads that I don't know, you know, there's no other cars on the road, but I'm driving down these roads. I'm very sweaty. I'm very tense, right?
Yes.
And so I get there and I park at his place and I go in. And of course we do the thing, Adam, right? We have drinks, we chat. We had a lovely chat. He gave me a lovely tour of his home there. It was a very nice house and we had, you know, it was clean. I don't know. When I got there,
he gave you a tour of the bedroom.
That's right. When I got there, he had like martini glasses with ice already. He was chilling a martini glass, you know, for cocktails, and very nice gentleman. Very, you know, nice place. We chatted. We hit it off. You know, we'd already chatted before, but you know, so we had a lovely conversation. We had a lovely tour of the house. We had a lovely time together, biblically.
Right. Okay. All right.
And, you know, lovely, wonderful, great, Adam. Everyone was happy is what I'm trying to say. After the tour, everyone had a smile on their face, Adam. Are you following me?
By everyone, do you mean you and your butthole?
No, like me who? And like he, both of us. No, both of us had smiles. We were both very happy.
Okay, good.
After the relaxing well, tour.
As you should be.
Right. And also, right. As predicted, algebraically, I was higher than a fucking kite at that point in time because
you were
this brownie,
laughing at his dick.
The brownie had the brownie had just like you know kicked in full force and everything. I was very happy, and so we're finished and I of course go to the bathroom there and I have to
interrupt this story. Yes, with a breaking comment from the chat room.
Yes,
Spanking B. Arthur says, "I'm gonna pretend my penis is Dora and your ass is the world."
That's not even funny, Adam.
Sorry, I liked it.
Anyway, so here's the thing. I go into the restroom there, of course, to clean up as you do, you know, to wash your hands and to, you know, put your hair back in place from, you know, it being mussed up and whatnot.
Yeah.
And so I have the door kind of closed to the bathroom and I'm I'm talking to him in the other room, and I was just like, you know, I don't know a lot about this area up here. And this is really my first time up here, so I don't know what restaurants are around here. And then he says, oh, okay. And so I'm like,
My dog.
I'm like, we're going to go to dinner, right? And he's like, oh, actually, I already ate. I can make you a sandwich.
Oh, my God. Seriously.
A sandwich, Adam. A sandwich.
Well, you did have a brownie earlier, and you know, pot usually gives people the munchies. He could have just given you a bag of Funyuns or something.
Sandwich, Adam.
You
know? Now, here's the thing, Adam. It's a sandwich. And so I, of course, I don't want a sandwich, because that to me is just like, oh my God, it's going to be like white bread and what, Miracle Whip and like some turkey or something. He's like, oh, this is like flashbacks to childhood. No, this is just not my taste, right? So I politely said, no, that's fine. Thank you. You know, don't worry about it. Clearly a miscommunication, although I've checked the text several times since it was specifically, I was supposed to go out there to eat. Anyway, so we sit on the couch and we're chatting some more, finishing our beers, and he keeps kind of like nodding off. Like, he's like, now, Adam, it's only like 8:45, right? It's like,
now how old is this one? He's
like 52 or whatever. But okay. I mean, but like, this is clearly way past his bedtime, right? He's like 8:45, right. And he's like, and you know, just kind of like not. So I knew I had to leave, but there was no fucking way that I had any business driving a car at this point in time. So I'm like trying to figure out, what the fuck am I going to do, right? I can't just like, you know, sleep on his bed. I was kind of counting on us going out. Right. Him driving, you know, and then we could, you know, I would have plenty of time to eat and to, you know, and to, you know, come down a little bit and what. So anyway, I get to the point. It's like, there's clearly I couldn't stay.
Right.
So I, you know, I excused myself and I left. I got in my car and I drove, you know, I backed out of his driveway and I drove about two blocks down. Remember, there's no street lights. So it's very dark. And I, like, there was a little patch off the side of the road. So I just kind of pulled off the side of the road and I literally, Adam, I just kind of dozed in my car for 2 hours on a dark road in Connecticut, listening to the radio so that I could sober up enough to drive home.
Now, I didn't realize that the marijuana would make you unable to drive. I thought that was one of the benefits of
Adam, as you were aware, over drinking. As you are aware, there are numerous different strains of marijuana.
So I've been told.
They all have different properties. Yes, there are some marijuanas, like primarily sativas, that are very uplifting and whatnot, you know, that will give you, you're able to perfectly function with or whatever. And then there's other ones that, you know, will make you very euphoric and, you know, whatever. The point is, I'm not going to drive a car. I'm not comfortable driving a car while I'm impaired, right?
If it had been me, I'd have been like, dude, you clearly texted me and said we were going to go have dinner. How dare you?
Well, what am I supposed to do? Drag him off to dinner? Like, buy his hair? Like, just like pull him out of the house? And like,
but I assume you're not ever going to have a date with him. I assume you're not ever going to have a date with him again. So I would have at least told him off. How dare you, sir?
It was, like I said, as I prefaced the story with, none of this was his fault. It was, you know, a miscommunication. I could have asked.
He said, let's go to dinner afterwards. You have the text message.
Hello.
Hi.
This is for the death zone.
Yes.
This is C.T. Yelly.
Yes.
Nicholas Harncourt has died. Mm-hmm. Nicholas Harncourt is one of the most preeminent conductors in the world. He formed the Concertos Musicales, which is an early music ensemble. He recorded the complete Bach.
Are you understanding anything he's saying?
Gustav Leinhardt. Just an overall amazing performer and player. Anyway,
hello?
He's dead.
Oh, dead. Hello.
Classical music woman. Yes. Boston, another great.
Shh, shh. We have to be very. Is he calling during church or something? He's like, shh, be very quiet.
Maybe. You know, I feel like this is
the Adam, this guy died. He was really important. He was the world renowned for.
So. If you hear organ music or monks chanting, then you know he's calling from church. But now I clearly it's Nicklaus.
Okay.
Harncourt.
Harncourt. Yes.
But actually, it's Johann Nicklaus Graf de la Fontaine und de Harncourt und Verzach. Something like that.
Are you giving it to them? It sounds like you've done some research here. So
I'm just looking at Wikipedia. I feel like I should know.
Oh,
about
shit,
this
shit. My thumb.
It's fine. Congratulations, C.T. Yaley.
I switched to a different tablet tonight. It's very sensitive. Congratulations, CT.
He's a German guy.
Well, I would imagine with a name like Hartencourt.
He's a cellist.
He's a cellist. Well, all the great cellists are German. It's well known.
Yeah.
Because I'm an expert in that kind of thing. Anyway, Adam, there you go. That was my bad date. Now I've had many dates since then. And by the way, I would see this guy. I'm not going to drive all the way up to the north of the state just for a hookup. I was expecting some kind of.
No, is he aware of how long of a drive that is?
Well, I would imagine, he could have used...
I mean, does he know where you live?
Yeah, he knows where I live. He has Google Maps, presumably. Yeah,
I do not feel like you're in the wrong here. I feel like he is in the wrong. He clearly said...
Well, no, but I didn't have to eat a brownie. It was my own choice to
No, but even still, you assumed you were going to have dinner. You drove there without eating.
Right, but here's the point, Adam. If I hadn't eaten the brownie, it would have been no big deal. I just would have left and gone and grabbed something to eat, right? It's like the point is, it was my own choice to doze in a car on the side of a road.
Some people. Anyway, I'm so sorry.
I appreciate that you had my back there, Adam. That was great. Well,
I always have your back. every time. Well, speaking of eating, I'll make this quick. But I went out to eat with my parents last night,
uh-huh.
And I just want to give I just want to give you a few observations.
Yes.
Now I know you're getting on up there in age, so some of these may
right in exactly 22 days, Adam. I will be getting I'm getting up there in age in 22 days, so probably check out my Amazon wish list because let me tell you, I'm going to die soon, so you might as well get those gifts in now.
In exactly 22 days.
You're trying to do Vera's little cruise countdown.
I don't have a phase effect right here pulled up. Daniel Brewer will
be 1 year away from joining the AARP.
So I just want to give a couple of observations because I went to dinner with my parents last night. And the first observation I want to give you is old people.
That is an amazing observation there, Adam. Old people, say.
About old
people. So, I thought that was the observation. Old people.
Look. And this is relevant to your story because your guy was older and he probably ate way early.
Mr. Mike says in the chat room, if the dude was falling asleep at 8 p.m., he probably ate dinner at 4:30.
So Mark and I
went... to make me a sandwich. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put out some of that turkey.
Mark and I went for a hike yesterday afternoon because I'm trying to get steps every day, and I thought I'll make it less boring and we'll go.
I saw this on your Facebook page. You had it labeled as Boyfi hike.
Yeah.
Are you going to label our trip to Florida like it will be like the hosty trip for the
I don't know. I use Boyfi in front of it. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Will we like wake up in the morning and go hosty?
Yes, exactly.
Are you ready to go take on the day?
So we had gone on a hike and I didn't get enough steps. So after we got home, I said, "Well, let's walk just a few more blocks around the neighborhood because even though hiking is grueling, apparently it doesn't give you enough steps."
Adam, all steps are created equal, walking up hills was the exact same.
It felt like a workout, I'll tell you that, but it wasn't 10,000 steps. Anyway, so I get a call, and I already knew that I was eating dinner with my parents, but they didn't tell me.
I would walk 10,000 steps, and I would walk 10,000 more.
Well, who is that? Like the Cranberries or Pump Smashing Pumpkins?
12,000 miles. I will walk 5,000. Yeah.
I feel like it's like Cranberries or Smashing Pumpkins or Smosh Mouth.
It's some kind of fruit. That.
So anyway, so I knew I was eating dinner with them and we were going to Longhorn Steakhouse or whatever it's called. And we're in the middle of a walk. We've walked like probably 15 minutes away from our home on our trail.
Mm-hmm.
And I get a call. It's like 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yes.
And my stepfather says, when do you think you're going to be ready? Because we're getting ready to go to dinner here.
Yeah.
Now, they wanted to go to dinner at like 5 o'clock. Who the hell eats at 5 o'clock? They're like, well, last time we went at 6. Oh, well, 6. Wow. So late.
So, I mean, obviously this is a thing then. I guess people eat early or something. I don't know.
So they're... Max, do you still live? I think you live with your parents, right? Do you have dinner at 5?
It just seems so institutional, right? It's just like, we're going to sit down at 5 p.m. and have our dinner.
No, I have never had dinner. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So the first thing is old people
yes.
eat dinner way early.
Yes.
So I walk in, you know, I had to run back to the house, take my shower, all that, and try to meet them. They wanted to be there at 5:30. They said when they had gone there at 6, it had been so busy that they wanted to go earlier than that so they could get a good. And so I thought it was a funny joke. I walk in and I say, guys, you know why it's so busy right now?
Yes.
And they're like, why? I'm like, people are still finishing up their lunch. No one thought that was funny. I thought it was funny.
I'm laughing at him. You not hear me say?
Mark didn't think it was funny either. But anyway, so
I love how someone in the chat room comes in and says that I'm Archer, but suspiciously they have a Southern California IP address that matches Joe Batant. So it's just kind of like.
I love my grandmother. She's 92. So but this other observation is as people get older, they walk so slow. And we're trying to get to our table. And I'm blessed. She's 92 and she's still walking.
Yes.
I mean, like 15 minutes later, we're trying to, and the waitress takes us to 3 different tables because they're not clean and she doesn't realize it. Finally stopping at the last table that's also not clean and has to wipe it down while we're standing there.
Oh, wait, let me go get that rag.
Last observation is the check comes.
I've lost count. So the first observation was that they eat really
early. Old people eat early.
Second observation is they walk really slow.
Real slow.
Eat early, walk slow. What's the third?
The third and final observation.
Do you have a PowerPoint for this? Is there something we can download and like scribble some side notes on? Because this is fascinating. It's like, we'll be taking questions later on this.
And this may just be my parents' thing. But they never go to a restaurant unless they have a gift card or something for that restaurant.
Yes.
So then, the third observation is they're always paying with these coupons or gift cards or 2-for-1 specials or whatever. So my stepfather, not only does he have like a $50 gift card that someone's given him, he has like a $20 bank gift card that he's gotten somewhere else. And he's like handing this waiter like these 2 or 3 different gift cards.
And I want to put the remainder on my Diners Club card if I could, please.
And then he goes, I want to put the rest on this credit card. When the check comes back, then my stepfather thinks that the waiter has made a mistake. Because the balance ended up being too much, like more than he thought it was going to be. So then he had to have a conversation with the waiter about that. And it ended up, he just didn't realize what was on the gift card, like how much was on the gift. But anyway, so that's it. That was my, and the whole slow walking thing, I understand that happens when you get older. I'm just saying
I would put my mom up against any one of those. My mom will outrun all of those. And she's like 85. So it's like, here's the thing, Adam, I just wanted to add this one final thing.
Yes.
I completely forgot what I was going to add. It was something that was completely not important, I guess. It's like I was going to say something and then I forgot what it was that I was going to say. Anyway, I think maybe that should be your fourth point about old people. When people get old, they forget things. Like things that they knew just moments ago and then they forget what it is that they were going to talk about during the show. Yeah, I'm clueless. All right, let's do this.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta!
Yay!
So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
Okay.
The Dubious Intent birthday segment of the segment of the show where Adam will play a musical cue from somebody's birthday and I, using only my head, brain, and mouth words, will figure out whose birthday it is without cheating and looking in the chat room unless, of course, my dog. Adam, what is our first musical cue this week? By the way, speaking of musical, did you call into the It's All About Me podcast and guess their mystery musical for the week?
No, I did not.
Oh, okay. I just was curious if I got mine right or not, so I was just asking. Anyway, Adam, who is our first birthday of the week? You are very foolish, Mr. Bond, if you do not think that I would get the theme to James Bond, to 007, to James Bond.
Yeah, that is the theme to 007. Now, as you know, Daniel,
yes,
there have been many actors.
There have been no less than, 6, I believe?
Something like that. So I have one more song that probably won't help you, but let's listen to just a little bit of it. Oh, let's listen to an ad.
Oh, great. Why don't you have YouTube Red?
You know what? I need to get that. I have an ad blocker on my computers.
This is boring,
but
Google Play and YouTube Red is the same price. They're all together, so it's great.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to just stall here while this ad plays.
Wow.
So just give it a second. I'm going to get that. YouTube Red. All right.
All right. So it sounds like an old TV show theme, although I don't necessarily know which one it is. Oh. No, I don't know what this is. What is this?
This is how every year they have a song for the Bond movie.
Oh,
that's sung by a famous person.
Yes. Oh, this was the one from his year.
Yeah, from
is this
one
Peebo,
of his
is
years.
This Peebo Bryson or something?
No, this is Sam Smith.
Oh, so it's recent then. Yeah. Oh, is this the Grammy winning one? So then it must be Daniel Craig, who is the current James Bond. Is that correct?
It is Daniel Craig.
Excellent. Wow. There you go. I would not have gotten that because I don't know Sam. So I know who Sam Smith is because he's the first openly gay person to ever falsely claim that he was the first openly gay person to win an Oscar.
So he won a Grammy for that song. And I think he won something
He won an Oscar last Sunday.
He won an Oscar. Yes, yeah. But I think he might have won a Grammy for it. I'm not sure anyway. Yeah, I know he won an Oscar though. So anyway.
All right. Now, see, changing your name to Dustin Lance Black, fake Archer, immediately gives it away. There's no way that's not Joe Vitanz. Only Joe Vitanz would do that quickly. I'm sorry, people listening at home. I am smitten with someone in the chat room who keeps changing their name.
So anyway, Daniel Craig is 48 years old.
48 years old. Now, Archer, if that is you and you came up with the Dustin Lance Black line, I do. This is the unmistakable vocal stylings of one John Bon Jovi.
We have to get to the hook.
If you're ready or not.
Oh, you're halfway there. Oh, living on a prayer. Take my hand.
Right, excellent.
We'll make it, I swear. Right,
so this is John Bon Jovi, then. Is that who we have there?
Is that John
correct?
Bon Jovi.
Excellent. Yes, I remember.
John Bon Jovi, who is, he is 54 years old.
Wow. He's not that much older than me. I remember singing his songs in my ute.
Now, I don't know if you're going to get this next one, but we're going to see. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's roll those dice. Let's find out. This is Archer's favorite song. Oh, my God. There's a theme here. This is Coldplay, right?
It is Coldplay.
I know this because Archer became fascinated with this song when it first came out and played it on his show all the time. Like an entire episode of the old now defunct Archer Radio was literally Archer going well, it's because he used to do daily shows. I don't know if you know this, but he would do a show every day. And some days you just don't have much to talk about. So he would just basically well, today's a Tuesday. There's this song I really like. And he played it. And that was his show. That was his show for that day. It was basically just he liked that song and he played it.
Well, then if he listens,
I don't know
he's
any.
Really happy.
I don't know any of the people in Coldplay.
Oh, none of them. Well, it's the lead singer. Does that help you at all?
I won't get his name. Is it Mr. Cold?
Yeah, exactly. Right, it's Mr. Cold.
I'm Mr. Freeze Miser. I'm Mr. How do you do?
And the chat room hasn't even got it. Although I don't even know if they're listening at this point. They're talking about Dustin Lance Black. But anyway, it's Chris Martin.
Chris Martin. Yes, I never would have gotten that. Yeah.
Who's the lead singer of Coldplay, and he is 39 years old.
Excellent, 39 years young. So,
let's just get to the next one here.
Mm-hmm. Did you have it muted?
Yeah.
I demand you restart it. This is my favorite theme song. I demand you restart that. Restart that immediately.
Oh, do I have to restart? Okay, yes. Hold on.
You have hemorrhoids.
You always get mad when I play this one. You laugh. Show me
that smile. Oh, show me that smile. I love how we're both singing the women's. Who know when near the end? Yeah, Yeah, there you go. This is, of course, the...
As long as we got
this
each
is the
other.
Theme to Family Ties.
No,
the other one. They're so intertwined in my mind. You don't understand. In my mind, Alan Thicke is like Michael Keaton's dad. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, I know it. I get those two shows. So it's not Family Ties. It's the other one.
It's Growing Pains.
Growing Pains.
I have one more song. Yes.
With the one with Kirk Cameron. Ah, here we go.
Hey,
now,
hey,
this,
hey.
Of course, is Alan Thicke Jr.
Yeah.
Who is Alan Thicke's son. Yeah, so it's like,
yeah.
Clearly, this is Alan Thicke.
It is Alan Thicke. You know, I'm surprised because there are lots of people on Growing Pains. And for you to immediately go to Alan Thicke, I mean, there's Joanna Kern.
No, but you played that song. That's an Alan Thicke song. I mean, Alan Thicke.
No, but I mean, before you've been saying Alan Thicke since I started.
Oh, I just like to make jokes
song.
About. No, here's the thing. I get Michael. Who's the father from Family Ties? Michael.
Oh, I don't know his name.
Michael.
He's that dorky looking guy.
And I get him in my brain confused with Alan Thicke all the time. It's like, so I forget that Michael J. Fox and Alan Thicke weren't father and son. That was Michael whatever and Michael J. Fox.
It was Kirk Cameron.
I know, it was Kirk Cameron
Alan.
and then Ben, who is now like crazy or something. And then
Leonardo DiCaprio was on there for a while.
Right, and they had what's his name? Already. Who's the woman, Kirk Cameron. I mean, she's Jason Bateman's sister? Wasn't the youngest? No, that was Tina. Tina Yothers was on the other show.
No, Tina Yothers.
Yeah,
wasn't there
a Bateman on Family on Growing Pains? If only there was an internet work system of computers.
Yeah, why don't you look? That
I'm
up.
Looking. I'm looking at it right now. Let's see, Growing Pains. Everything except the TV show.
Did you know they had two?
Tracy Gold. That's
Tracy Gold.
I was thinking,
she had anorexia or something for a long time. But did you know that they had two? Count them two.
Two.
Reunion movie length reunion shows that came on in the early 2000s on USA Network.
Yeah, all right. I know that Justine Bateman was on. Who was the girl on Full House that was related to someone that I'm just.
Oh, it's Kirk Cameron's sister. Candace
oh, it's Kirk Candace Cameron. Oh, so it's a Cameron sister.
Yeah,
not
and
Bateman.
You know, there's a.
See,
there's a
once
revival.
Again, I just got them confused. I just got Kirk Cameron and.
You know,
Jason
there's a revival.
Bateman,
there's continues. A revival of Full House on Netflix.
I know Fuller House. I haven't watched it. I don't intend to.
I'm gonna watch it. It got renewed for a second season.
Here's the thing. Hashtag Where Are My Twins? That's all I'm trying to say. It's just like, you know, I know that they weren't really twins on the show. It was twins that played Michelle,
right?
So it's like, why they couldn't hire one of the twins? It's like they couldn't. Why isn't Michelle on Fuller House?
I don't think either one of them.
There's two of them. They could have hired either one of them.
Well, I don't think they're going to bring both of them in, are they? Because it's
no,
still
but they could
only
hired
supposed
either,
to be one.
They
person.
Could have hired a completely, much like they replaced Jan on the Brady Bunch. It's like they could have just hired a new Michelle.
Exactly. All right, here's our last birthday.
Just a good old boys. Never meaning no harm.
This is, of course, the theme to the Dukes of Hazzard, but it is sung. Sung by what's his name? Who also did the narration, the opening narration of that show? He's a country music thing singer.
Now, I don't know, but it's not the person who sang the song. It's the,
no, I understand that. I understand that. So it was either Beau or Luke Duke, right? Is it one of those two, or is it a female?
I'm going to give you one more audio clue.
All right, one more audio clue. Here we go.
We got to be tearing our home up. We got to get down there. You got your varmint gun? You better radio the boys and tell them they switched to another car.
All right. That is Daisy Duke.
It is Daisy Duke.
Now, here's the problem. I don't remember women's names.
Oh, lovely. You just have a block when it comes to women.
When it comes to TV shows from my youth, it's like I remember the boy's name. It's like if he was an extra in the show and I thought he was cute remotely, I would remember his name. But it's like girls is like, yeah, what was her? I just, Adam, I just confused Tina Yothers with Candace Cameron, Adam. I just confused those two individuals. That is how horrible I am at female
Daniel.
Names. Yes,
Daniel.
Adam. Yes.
Whatever happened to dependability, the milkman, the paper boy.
That's Full
TV.
House. That's the lyrics to Full House. Yes. All right. So are they saying in the chat room?
Daisy
in the chat room,
Duke.
They're saying it's Catherine Bach played the part.
It is
of,
Catherine
of,
Bach
of Daisy Duke. But at least I knew it was Daisy Duke.
It's Daisy Duke. So Daisy Duke.
I used to love her car. I wanted that car. Like, it's like when you played, you know, Cars with your friends and everything, because we watched the Dukes of Hazzard because, you know, that's what we watched. It's like when you played Cars with your friends and everything, I always wanted Daisy's car because it was just like, you know, because I like that little Jeep. I would like draw Jeep CJs on my notebooks at school and everything because it's like I wanted to be like Daisy Duke.
Do you know that every time they jumped that car, it completely destroyed the car?
Yes. Did you also know that they only jumped that car like three times? They just kept using the same footage?
Well, yeah, of course. But I mean, every time they jumped it, it completely screwed up the frame and everything. And they had to.
I remember on one of the spin, they had a spinoff of that show called Enos. And on one of the chase scenes on that, they literally, in one of the cuts, had completely different cars. They weren't even the same cars that were being chased. It was like stock footage from like a Dukes of Hazzard or something. That's how little they cared about it. It was just like you're watching the red car run from the black car, and then there's a cut when they go around the corner, and it's like a yellow car and a green car, and then it's back to the red and the black. It was just, you know what, Adam? It was TV. It should have won an Oscar. It's TV, so it's not a movie. So it really, unless they did a revival movie, they could do that, and then they could win that. Hey, you know what, Adam? We have birthdays.
Catherine Bach is 62, by the way.
Excellent. You know, we have birthdays on the old Pride 48 machine. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Yes.
We do. You know what? We had this past week, we had Miss Kathy Bacon's birthday. Did you know that? That it was Miss Kathy Bacon's birthday?
I do, and I think I forgot to say happy birthday on Facebook.
You did. You're a horrible...
Happy birthday, Kathy Bacon.
You are a horrible friend. We'd also like to say a very happy birthday to one Ricky Burton, the former mayor of Squarestown. And yes, I had that right, because when he was mayor, it was Squarestown. So calm your snatches. And then we'd also like to say a very, very happy birthday to Rob 1, Adam. Rob 1, not Rob 2. Rob 1.
Happy birthday, Rob 1.
And I think that's it for the ones that have happened, because we talk about them after they happen, don't we? Oh, that's right.
You.
That's right, Adam. No. We had another very special, but he's not listed on the Pride 48. But we would like to say a very happy 50th birthday to husband of the friend of the show, Nico Martinez. That would be John Marti. Happy 50th birthday to you, John Marti, even though you weren't listed on the Pride 48.
Happy birthday, John Marti.
Adam, if people wanted to be listed, I guess, although I think that T is silent, but if they wanted to be listed on the website, all they would have to do is sign up for a free Pride 48 account. And of course, click on the little checkbox that says, yes, I would like to have my birthday listed on the website.
Yeah, and you also get listed on the front page.
You do, and
the website.
And you get a 50% discount at all stores there.
Now, as you do when you're in the Dubious Intent chat room, or when you're in any chat room of Pride 48,
any chat room, of course, it's
you
want to
post salacious.
Yes, salacious.
Salacial. Mm-hmm. You want to palatial. I got palatial.
You
want to salacious.
You want to palatially post iconoclastic images.
And I just want to say the Bo and Luke shirtless photos.
Yeah.
Calls to attention the fact that men that. It was not...
Dad bods is not a new thing, is it? Look at that. Yeah, they're not tight in tone. They're very dad bodish.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think dad bod was kind of in back then, whereas now you want to have the V cut and the abs that you can count, you know, and all that. Anyway, supermarket
chain.
That.
That's not like on Sesame. Now that HBO owns Sesame Street, that's actually how they count to eight now, is with, you know, really fit guys. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, yeah. 8. And it's like, you know, the guy with the, you know, working out.
Right. Supermarket chain Whole Foods received a surge of
8 kiwi pies, and then we tumble down the stair. And
there's a surge of backlash, Daniel, on social media after offering packaged, pre-peeled oranges for sale in its stores. Twitter user,
wait, packaged, pre-sealed, no, pre-peeled, not Ron Popeil, but pre-peeled.
Twitter user Natalie Gordon shared a photo of the oranges as she speculated about the necessity of the products. Quote, if only nature would find a way to cover these oranges so we didn't need to waste so much plastic on them, she wrote, referring to the plastic container in which the oranges were individually sold.
Yes.
Gordon's tweet quickly became viral, gaining more than 60,000 retweets and elicited several passionate responses. While some shared in Gordon's disbelief of the perceived waste of plastic, others noted that people with certain physical limitations can struggle to peel oranges and other fruits. The tweet eventually reached Whole Foods' official Twitter account, which sent a response promising the product would be removed from the store shelves.
Well, there you go. She won, Adam. She's a winner.
Now, what's your take on that, Daniel? Because I know you are a bleeding heart, environmentalist, liberal, you know.
I believe in chemtrails. I stand there all the time. Oh, look at those chemtrails up there, man. There's like, the government's like seeding the skies with like chemicals that like keep us like completely, you know, slavish to their every needs. And we pick up AM radio transmissions and we do what they say. Sorry. Vitance keeps changing his name in the chat room. And I was trying to decode his latest one, which he went from Boss Hog to being Carlos Daniel's friend.
So what is your take on the plastic container for the oranges?
You know what? I have to question what problem this solves. Like what exactly is the problem that this solves? So here's my two thoughts on this.
If I'm handicapped and I have no thumbs.
No, that's not it. Here's the thing, Adam. I don't know if you know this or not, but I've seen this in documentaries before. And warning ahead of time, the percentages that I'm about to throw out are just like from memory and are probably wrong, but they're somewhere in the ballpark. That there's a period, you know, there's a like maybe 10 to 15% of fruits that they pick don't go to the stores because they don't look pretty. Like they're not, you know,
chefs will call those artisan.
Yes. And so a lot of restaurants,
heirloom.
Right. A lot of restaurants will buy those things because they end up cooking and peeling those things and you don't see the skin, right? It's like the fruit is perfectly fine. It's just that the skin is, you know, got Mars on it or something like that. So
it looks like a vagina.
Right. Here's the thing. So, if it's those that they're using, if they're like, hey, we can now sell these fruits, you know, that we otherwise would have like let rot or like, you know, sold at a discount. If we can make more money off of them by putting them in these plastic containers, then, you know, we can. Keep in mind, plastic today is not the same plastic that we had a long time ago, right? Like
out of corn or something.
Yeah, we have
it?
More diet biodegradable types of plastic right now. Now, I don't know what kind of plastic container it was in. I don't know if that was, you know, a biodegradable one or not. But I could see where it probably wouldn't be a big deal. Ultimately, you know, I just don't see people. I think this would have failed on its own. You know what I'm saying? It's like if people hadn't drawn attention to it, this would have gone away anyway because I just don't really see a big market for this. I don't think people are clamoring to have, you know, like, oh, I don't want to peel the orange, right? Like I'm up here in apple country. It's not like we sell pre-peeled apples. Like no one's clamoring for that product.
I'm sure someone does. I mean, have you seen why did she not tweet the garlic cloves in the plastic bag?
Because, Adam, it's Twitter. And Twitter is... They only have 140 characters to express their outrage, Adam. They don't have time to do research.
Now, garlic.
These are single-issue tweeters, Adam. Single-issue tweeters. These are like people that decide the presidential election based off of a single issue. That is them, Adam. These are single-issue tweeters that is like... suddenly, I sound like Donald Trump. I don't understand what the fuck is that.
Have you noticed the minced garlic in the jars?
I buy
it. It has a weird taste.
Does it? I don't think it has.
I mean, it tastes like garlic, but it's not the same as fresh garlic. I mean, it has some
none of it. It's olive oil that it's soaking in, but no, nothing tastes the same as fresh.
What you do, you get your fresh clove garlic, you put it down, you get a knife,
yeah,
and put on it, and you bang that thing.
See, now, Adam, they couldn't see that you clearly demonstrated with your hands that you put the knife flat ways over the garlic.
So, knife
ladies
flat.
And gentlemen, please do not place a knife.
Oh, that's right.
And not, smash not your hand up, down like to that. The blade, as advertised by the views of Adam Burns. Not necessarily represent Dubious Intent, its sponsors, or its hosts.
So finally, Daniel, a New Jersey woman said a quote, love-struck turkey has taken a liking to her son's brand new Honda Civic and won't let anyone else near the vehicle. Betty Ann DiGiacomo. Mm-hmm. Said she discovered, you know, that is so funny.
What, DiGiacomo?
There was a woman in my church when I was growing up with the last name of DiGiacomo.
Oh my God, maybe that's her.
Maybe it is. Said she discovered a wild turkey wandering outside her Mount Laurel home about 7:30 a.m. on Friday, and she soon discovered the bird seemed enamored with her son's brand new Honda Civic, which he bought 2 months ago.
Yes.
Experts said the turkey is displaying what's known as, quote, Crazy Jake behavior.
That Crazy Jake. That's what we used to call him. It's Crazy Jake.
Which
he would come up here and he was crazy.
Coincidentally, which is named for adolescent male turkeys or Jakes. The expert says turkeys in the mating mindset will often become attracted to shiny objects and will sometimes show an interest in their own reflections.
I wonder if Jake being a name for young turkey, if that's where Jive Turkey came from. Like, it's just like a J Turkey. Like, he's like Jake Turkey, like J Turkey, and then it evolved into Jive Turkey. Maybe that's it, Adam. I don't know why I care. I'm just, I think that maybe so.
Yeah. So anyway, the turkey wouldn't let anybody approach it, but the story has a happy ending. It finally...
Obama pardoned the Honda.
It finally wandered into the woods on Friday afternoon and has not returned since.
Oh, wow. Now, how do you know that's a happy ending? Maybe the turkey, in his own grief of not being getting his emotions reciprocated by the Honda, walked into the forest and committed suicide. You don't know that it was a happy ending.
Well, it was a happy ending for the people who wanted to get in the car.
It's a turkey. It's not like it had an automatic weapon. It's just a turkey. Just ignore it.
Yeah, but I mean, come on. That turkey.
What? What's it going to do? It's just going to beat you with its nose or something? Like,
I don't want to say this, but I'm going to say it.
Okay, here we go.
And I've said it before, and there's been backlash.
Every time you say, I don't want to say, it immediately makes me nervous. What are you going to say?
There's a festival I'm aware of where they drop turkeys out of an airplane. It's called Turkey Trot, and they celebrate turkeys. And one of the ways they celebrate turkeys is by dropping them out of low-flying planes.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
That's it.
And?
Some people will find that animal abuse.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
So that was from an old WKRV, Adam. They drop turkeys out of the back of the plane. They can't fly. They're flightless birds.
You would think that I really would have loved that show because of my love of the audio medium.
Yes.
But I never watched an entire episode of that show.
Wow. You know what, baby? If you've ever wondered whatever became of me.
Baby, if you ever wondered.
I'm living on the air in Cincinnati.
Wonder whatever became
Cincinnati,
of
Cincinnati, WKRV. Now, I think the big problem with the show is, I believe, Cincinnati is on the opposite side of the Mississippi River, so all of their radio stations start with K, because like W stations start on the East Coast, you know, all the radio stations on the East Coast are W something, and then the ones on east of the Mississippi or west of the Mississippi are like K something. Anyway, there was some hubbub about there. Again, I did no research on this. Are we done with the news?
That's the news.
That's the news. And now I don't know what to do because we have no tech segment. We have no contact. No one's called us.
We can have a tech segment. I have something I can ask you.
Really?
If you want.
Suddenly I sound like conscious of it. Really? Oh, okay, great. No, let's do that, Adam. Let's do that.
It's Dubious Intent Technology segment time. It's Dubious Intent Technology segment time. Come on, Dubious Intent listeners, and send in technology tech questions so that Adam can listen and Daniel can actually do the technology answering. It's Dubious Intent Technology segment time. Let's call in and stump Adam again.
Excellent. Excellent. So, Adam, what's your technology question?
So I don't have a question, but I just want to get your opinion on something.
Yes.
So did you know, Daniel, that Amazon has come out with two new versions?
I did.
Of Alexa.
Of Alexa, oh, yes. They came out with the tap and the dot, right?
Yeah, we have the tap and the dot. And
It just sounds like didn't they have a dash at some point? It's like, what are they? They're trying to reconnect. They're trying to recreate Morse code, right? It's just like,
I think dash is that those buttons, the
right? Yeah.
Order things.
Yeah, so you can get the Amazon dash dot, and it's like, oh my god, Amazon has become sentient and is now sending out SOS messages.
The way you order. So the Echo Dot is a new product from Amazon that uses the same far-field voice recognition as Echo.
Yes.
You can directly connect Echo Dot to your speakers through audio cable or Bluetooth and basically do anything.
Right. And there was a lot of confusion the first day. It's basically the top part of your Amazon Echo, but it makes it sound like you would have to hook it up to a speaker. But it still does. It has a very tiny speaker in it, so it's not a nice sound. But if you ask her the news and you didn't have it plugged into a speaker, you could still hear it.
And then Amazon Tap is a Bluetooth speaker that has Alexa built into it, or has Echo built into it. But the weird thing about that one is you have to tap it.
Yes.
like you have to tap the iPhone for Siri. It doesn't have the voice recognition built in.
Well, it does. It's just not always on. Yeah, it doesn't have the always on. And you know what other product from Amazon has that is their remotes. So the Fire TV remotes are the same thing. So it's like you press down to, and actually the remote you have for your Echo has a little microphone on it that you can, so you don't have to say her name and then ask a question. You could actually just hold down the microphone on her remote and ask the question. Same thing here with the tap. So this makes sense for places that have like a noisy environment or something like that, where you need to push the button to, because it's like if you're listening to music loudly, and this is a Bluetooth speaker that they're selling here, right? If you're listening to music fairly loudly, like outdoors, you know, you're going to say, Alexa!
Oh my God.
Alexa!
You know what?
Yeah.
They say that she can hear even if music is playing.
Right. And she's
that
probably
is the
just
a bunch of bullshit.
She probably is. She's probably just ignoring you because, you know,
that is the biggest bunch of bullshit. If I have music playing, she does not hear me.
Right.
I walk right up to her. Right. Put my mouth on the little microphone hole and say, Alexa.
Right. If only Carlos, Daniel's friend in the chat room, could tell me what the other word he uses to make Alexa respond, then I might believe it was him. Anyway, it's not important.
What I wanted to ask you was,
yes, go ahead.
Your thoughts on these two products, and did you have any interest in ordering? I was going to get another Echo. Mm-hmm. So I decided I would get the Echo Dot instead. Because it was a little bit cheaper, and I can hook it up to a speaker that I already own. So I do it in the studio, because right now we have the Echo in the living room. So I am getting that. I don't know, but for me, it's just a second Echo, basically. That's a little bit cheaper.
Right.
So I don't think I would have a use for the Bluetooth one, though. To me, the convenience is you don't have to even be near it. You can yell, "Hey Alexa," you know, whatever, and. So I wouldn't want something that I have to tap.
Well, yeah. So it's clearly two different, consumer. They're basically so if you break apart Alexa, right? Excuse me. If you break apart the Echo into its component, you know, a lot of people use it, right? And they know this because all of Alexa is in the cloud, right? All of the processing is in the cloud. So they know what things are asked of it and what it's being asked to do all the time. So there's a segment of the Amazon Echo users who use it as a Bluetooth speaker to listen to things, right? To like, hey, play NPR, or hey, play Pride 48, or hey, play.
Yeah, we do that.
Yeah, exactly. And then there's another group of people that only use it to ask for like the weather or the traffic or things like that, or use it for their shopping list and everything like that. So, and a lot of people when they listen to Bluetooth, unlike you and me that may be listening to talk stuff, are usually listening to music and they're listening to it louder. So they're basically just breaking those two things apart. They're going, look, for those of you who like to talk to her, there's this product. And for those of you who mainly just want a Bluetooth speaker that you can talk to, you're going to use it to play music. So you basically just want something you can push a button and go, play me jazz or whatever, you know, or play this station on TuneIn, and as they add more things. So it makes sense to me. I have no use for either one because I live in a very small apartment. So a single Echo in the living room does the job for me. I primarily use Echo for weather, asking when stores close is very useful. It knows all the stores around here when they close. The other thing that I use it for all the time is for timers, for like anything, like if I'm cooking something or, you know, if like I buy Diet Coke and I need to make one cold, so I put it in the freezer and so I'll have her like, you know, set like a third. Everything that I used to set Google timers for, I can now set with my voice with her and it's easier. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So I purchased... So if you guys don't know, I shouldn't do this, but I'm going to do it anyway. If you don't know how to order the Echo Dot, you simply say, Alexa, order an Echo Dot. So if anyone was listening over speakers,
it's not that.
No, it asked you to confirm. It asked you to confirm. So that's how I ordered it. You have to be a Prime member to get it at the moment. That was it.
Anyway, I like my Echo, but at the same time, I don't know that it's as compelling of a product as they want to think it is. I feel like a lot of tech writers are just so enamored with this that they're talking it up much more than, you know, like my confused older gentlemen that I go on dates with, right, that don't, you know, that you scare them. When you can type into your Google Photos the word cats and it brings up all of your pictures of your cats, right, that freaks them out. They're like, how did you do that? What kind of voodoo is that? Right. So it's like, I don't think they even A, know what an Echo is, or B, would ever really use it if it was there. So I think there's already a limited audience of this.
Well, here's what I think is cool.
What's cool is it's the beginnings of having the computer on the Enterprise.
Yeah, and it's open. So anybody can develop new, they call it skills, I think. I don't remember.
There are. And there's hundreds of them, yeah.
Anybody can develop skills. So as we go, there are just going to be more and more and more and more skills, whereas something like Siri or Google's, you know, OK Google or whatever and all that, they're all, you know, kind of, and Cortana for Microsoft, they're all kind of within that ecosystem and you can't go in and at it. But Echo is opened up and I could go program a skill right now if I wanted to. And then if someone wanted to add that, they could. And so I think as time goes on, I feel like it may overtake the other voice.
It may. Well, yeah. What other offerings are there? I mean, Echo stands on its own as it's the only always listening device that I'm aware of. It's like, yes, I mean, okay, Google Now on my phone. Yes, I can. But I have that turned off because, you know, I have 8 different Google devices. So if I say, okay, Google, you know, I get 8 little bloop, toop, you know, like you know, trying to answer me at all times. So I basically have those things off. But I can't think of anything, you know, there's not like a dedicated Google product that's just for Google Now like this.
Yet.
I mean, but they, again, right? I mean, look at how long Microsoft waited to get into the cell phone game, you know, smartphone game, and, you know, what happened there, right? If you wait too long, you've lost the audience. Anyway, it's fascinating. So how do we get out of this segment? I don't even know that now. Did I do the old theme for get out of the segment?
Yeah.
And so... Break it, fix it. Did we answer your question? I did. Oh, there wasn't a question.
I just wanted your opinion.
Hey, Adam.
Hey, Daniel.
I just wanted to thank you for doing something this month. You know what I'm going to thank you for?
Submitting a clip.
You read my mind, sir. I was going to thank you for submitting a clip to the Pride 48 Clip Show, the show that is a monthly show here on the Pride 48 Network. You can hear it if you would like. Not you, Adam, because you've already heard it, I hope. But, you know, for those of you who are interested in this, it's clips from all of the different Pride 48 podcasts. Comes out once a month. You, of course, as a listener, are free to submit any clips that you like. You can find it over at pride48.com/SOTS. It's also available on iTunes. If you just search for Pride 48 Network, there's a podcast called Pride 48 Network Shows. It used to be just the State of the Station feed. So if you were already subscribed to that feed, you're already subscribed. But if you're looking for it new on iTunes, just look for Pride 48 Network Shows and subscribe to that. Also, if you go to pride48.com/SOTS, you can subscribe right there from that page. And also, Adam, I don't know if you know this or not, but tomorrow is the return of the RuPaul's Drag Race Season 8. And that means that this coming Wednesday, the first episode of the RuPaul Drag Race recap show starring Taylor the Latte Boy, Joe Batanz, Donna Sugars, and myself, Daniel Brewer, is coming back to for this season. There's already an episode 0 up where we review the queens coming up. But yeah, our schedule is now finalized. We're going to be recording Tuesday nights. So it will be out for your ear holes by Wednesday morning. But yeah, make sure to check out RuPaul Drag Race recap also.
You don't know how many times I have stopped everything that's going on in my life to download and listen to RuPaul's Drag Race recap.
Yes.
Am so excited.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I
not really. You guys are great, but I don't watch that show.
Right. But no, I think you don't need to. Yeah, you wouldn't follow it. I understand.
Yeah, Delana Adore or Adore Delana or mm-hmm. Giacomo or whatever. Yes. I don't know these people. So yes. So, yeah, but I've heard that it's a very good show, mm-hmm. and a lot of people enjoy it.
I think this season's going to be amazing, and this season's an extra long season because after they're finished with Season 8, they're going to be doing All Stars 2, so you're going to get some Latte Boy in your ears, like, you know, what is that called when they do the coffee? Like a double shot of Latte Boy from both Pod Is My Co-Pilot and RuPaul's Drag Race Recap.
Me a double shot of Latte.
I tell you,
I should start up a show with somebody about Food Network shows because I really like the cooking shows. So yeah. Like
Baron Frosty, they have, you know, Baron Frosty works at a bakery. You could get him to co-host with you.
They have All-Star Academy going on right now. Food mm-hmm. Network Star in the summers. Mm-hmm. They have Rachel and Guy's Cook-Off or Celebrity whatever.
Right.
They have Kids Cook the Darndest Things or whatever it's called.
They have Pets, Cooking with Pets.
Cupcake Wars.
Right. I love the Cooking with Pets one. That was my favorite one. The ones with the cats.
Cupcake Wars recap.
The cats baking one was my favorite one there. No, I think you and Baron Frosty should do that because he would give you, you know, Because, you know, baking is more about chemistry and stuff, and cooking is more like by feel and stuff. So, you know, you guys would, you know, I think you would compliment each other much like a nice dinner. Like a nice dinner that you may cook for someone that came over to your house for a date. You should thank you for asking what I cooked, but it's all right. You know, it's fine, Adam. I slaved over it all day long, but you don't have to ask what I cooked. That's fine. But anyway, what I wanted to say was you and Baron Frost, you should get together, do the show, and, you know, you just need a really snappy name for it.
Do you have any suggestions for a snappy name? Or like, it could be,
you know, some, I don't know.
He has a, yeah. Well, what's kind of an identifying feature?
Yeah, you know, his cackle, you know, he does a ho, 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 you know, kind of that, that would be very interesting.
Wasn't there a show on NPR or something like Pardon the Interruption?
Yeah,
or
yeah, there was, yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah.
Maybe something like Pardon My Cackle.
Dubious Intent is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 229-234-7587, or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com. That was the most painful fucking thing that I've ever done.
What? To get me to say that?
To try to get
what?
It. He's like, are you going to say it? Am I going to say it? This is... It was just... Oh, my God. It took
if
forever.
You hadn't pointed it out, I think it sounded quite natural.
Really? Oh, okay. Well, then we'll just take this part out.
But, you know,
anyway, Adam, thank you again. I will see you next week here, where it will only be 22 minus 7 days before my birthday.
Right? That would be 15.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, I can't do that math in my head.
It's hard.
Yeah, math. Well, I have computers. They do. Anyway, that'll be great, and we'll have fun. And I got nothing.
I'm looking forward to it.
Good night, Chet.
Good night, David.